I first just want everybody to look around. I want you just to make a very quick observation. You guys have spent a beautiful night sleeping out over here. We're in the middle of a two-day teal, and yet we have shul. We have a minyan. We're all carrying our tefillin, wearing tzitzit. Hey, we even have a sefer Torah. Just be clear, as the future goes ahead, this is the way it's meant to be. Halacha, think about that word. It doesn't mean law. It means holech. We go. Wherever we go, halacha, Judaism, Torah comes with us. You go on a teal, yay, go on vacation, enjoy. It doesn't mean you don't have all the Jewish things that we need. Sefer Torah comes with us every Monday and Thursday, Kal v'chomer Shabbat. This is just the way that we, as B'nai Yeshiva, this is how we do teolim. But just keep that as a mental image in your head. Okay, turning to the Parsha, I have the wonderful fortune, because Sheni of Bahalotcha is exactly the same as Raviv Naso. It's both counting Shevet Levi and being told that Levi have replaced the Bechor. Now, for those who remember Ravi last week, I gave a Dvar Torah about who? Who was the star of the show? Hint, star of the show? Either way, Star of Redemption was the book by Franz Rosenzweig we quoted last week about Shevet Levi. But I will instead offer my second favorite idea about the chosenness of the Levi. The advantage of being a Levi is, of course, we have a lot of time to think about this. So I want to share with you one very quick idea. The Rambam asked the following question, or perhaps this is what's bothering the Rambam. Parsha after Parsha, we get told that Levi, the Shevet of Levi, replaces the Bechor, the firstborns. In fact, it repeats that idea minimally four times. And Rambam's bothered. You know, it doesn't tell us that Kohanim are Kohanim four times. It doesn't tell us that, oh, did you know that Shevet Yehuda is from Shevet Yehuda? Like, you don't have to say that. Why do we continuously have to keep repeating that Shevet Levi, nitunim nitunim heim? They have been given over by God to replace the Bechor to the Kohanim. Why do I need to hear that over and over and over? And the Rambam, in a very important passage that I'll ask everyone to look up later, at the very end of Hilchot Shmita B'Yovel, especially because Shmita starts being applicable next year, for those of you here and not here, the very last Rambam, Hilchot Shmita, is about, the last parak, is about Shevet Levi. And Rambam developed the following idea. Do you know why the Torah keeps telling us that Levi goes from one group to another group? Because Shevet Levi, unlike Kehuna, is not static. It's not genetic. A Kohen, you're either born a Kohen, your father was a Kohen, and that's it. Levi is transferable. Shevet Levi, the status of Levi, can be given and taken. And for that reason, the Rambam says something that for every Levi in the world is a nightmare, but for all of you, consider this an opportunity. Says Rambam, V'lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. Shevet Levi is not alone. It's not just them. Ela kol ish v'ish mikol ba'e olam. Anyone, even someone from the tribe of Yehuda, Dan, asher nidvel rucho v'oto, someone who has a generous heart, who wants to learn and wants to serve God and the Jewish people, anyone can take the mantle of Shevet Levi. And for Rambam, unlike the Kohen, who's either genetically a Kohen or not, Shevet Levi are given over. And that one, the first they were Bechor, and now they're Shevet Levi. And for all the rest of us, maybe one day you can be a Levi as well. Now, please don't mistake it and think that the job of Shevet Levi is to wash the Kohen's hands. That is a beautiful minhag of the Sefer HaZohar that we all do. But a true Shevet Levi serves God, serves the Kohanim, serves the Beit HaMikdash, serves the Shul, serves the Yeshiva, serves Torah. And anyone can be a Levi. Now, on one hand, anyone can be a professional Levi. That means anyone can and should say, hey, maybe I want to be a professional Shevet Levi. Maybe I want to enter what we call Avodat HaKodesh. I would like to dedicate my career to something oriented to God or service of Am Yisrael or service of Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, any one of us can also be a Shevet Levi part-time. How many of us have thought that next year or wherever we're going to be, well, are we also going to be serving God, the Mikdash, the Jewish people? How much time are we going to spend organizing Shiurim for our community, as opposed to just learning B'chavrukta by ourselves? How often can we be Shevet Levi? How often can we, even a couple hours a week or a couple hours a day, say, I'm going to be the Levi of whatever community I'm going to be in, and I'm going to support whatever Jewish infrastructure there is? Everyone can and should be Shevet Levi. Have a wonderful day.